thank you, Almighty God, for this day, and I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, and your kindness. Lord, I realize if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here today. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our life. You allowed us to see another day, this day that we never seen and we'll never see again. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. All right. Let's just go right to it, the word of God. Let's go into the book of Psalms. Psalms 27. That's where we're going to start at verses number 4. Psalms 27. And if I was to ask you, if you had a choice, if you had an opportunity, if the Lord was to open up a supernatural door for you to say, hey, I grant you whatever you ask me for. And I just wonder, what would we ask him for? What would we say? What would we ask the Lord for? You know, many times people would say money. Some would say car. Some would say a new career. Some would say job. And all of those things are fine and dandy. But I want you to know all of those things, watch this here, they will fade away. They just got their place for a season. It won't last forever. What we need to do, and watch this here, Solomon had that same question posed to him. The Lord appeared to him in a dream and asked him, what can I do? What can I do? What can I give you? You know what Solomon said? He wanted wisdom. He wanted knowledge. He wanted an understanding heart that he can judge, that he can judge evil from good. I think he made a right choice. I think he made a right choice when he said, give him wisdom. Give him knowledge. Give him an understanding heart. But watch what David, let's just take it to another level. Look at David. Over here, 27 and verses number 1. It says this here. It said, one thing have I desire of the Lord. One thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Notice what David said. David said, one thing I desire. Church, what do you desire this morning? What do you desire this morning from your God? But notice what David had a desire. He said, this one thing I desire of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. He had a desire. He wanted to be in the house of the Lord. Come on now. What a great place to be in the presence of the Lord. He wanted to be in church. He wanted to be in his presence. He wanted to be where he could behold the Lord, where he can look upon him. David had a desire, and he said, that I will seek after. Whatever your desire, whatever is that priority to you, is greater to you than anything, what would that be? What is your greatest desire? What is your number one priority in life? What have you been praying about? What you been seeking the Lord for? What do you want? David said he wanted his desire, and he would seek after that he may dwell in the house of the Lord. He wanted to be in his presence, and watch this on. Watch this now. I want you to know in the house of the Lord, David knew that watch this in. He said, all the days of my life. He wanted to be in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Where do you want to be? What do you want? What is your greatest desire? And all those things above that you're talking about or might be on your list there, they're a great thing, but they'll pass away. We need to get in his presence. We need to be in the house of the Lord so we can look upon him. So we can watch this him. He said, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. We need to behold the Lord. We need to inquire in his temple. Keep your finger right there. Go down the street a little bit to 84. Psalms 84. Psalms 84 verses 9. Come go there with me a little bit. We'll turn back right here where David, his desire above anything else, he wanted to be in the house of the Lord. I wonder if that's your desire this morning, that you want to be in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, having a desire to want to come here, having a desire to be in fellowship with one another. Let's go to Psalms 84. If you guys say praise the Lord. All right, y'all talk back to me now. Psalms 84 verses number 9. It said, behold of the Lord our shield and upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. One day in his court, one day in the house of the Lord is better than a thousand days elsewhere. Come on now. There's something that you can get that no other place provides, no other place that you can attain it, achieve it, and to receive it other than his presence. You have to be in his presence in the house of the Lord to experience that. And notice what he was saying right here. He said, one day is better than a thousand. I have rather be a doorkeeper. Look, I have rather to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. He don't even have to come all the way in. He could just stand at the door and be a doorkeeper, open the door and closing the door for those that going in and out. Notice what he says there. He said he just want to be a doorkeeper. He don't have to come all the way in the house of the Lord, just a doorkeeper in the house of the house of my God, than to dwell in a tent of the wicked. He said that's better to be able to be in a tent of the wicked, the ungodly. He said one day in his courts, it's better than a thousand. He said he'd rather be a doorkeeper, just someone on the door. He don't have to be all the way in. He don't have to be all the way in, just a doorkeeper. Just a doorkeeper. Look at verses number 11. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. No good thing will he hold. No good thing will he uphold from those that walk upright before him. No good thing. God, he want to bless us. He want to give us our very best. He want to give us everything that our hearts desire. But we need to have our priorities straight. We need to have them in order, because David, he sets his in place there. He said that one thing that he desired, that he would go after. What are we going after? What are we chasing? What are we running after day in and day out, spending all our energies trying to attain, trying to achieve? There's people working 2 and 3 jobs, just running after things, just running after trying to pay the bill, trying to do this and trying to do this. And many times, watch this, in they wouldn't have to work all of those hours, all of those jobs, if they just be wise with their spending, be wise with what God has already blessed them with. He'll show you how to make it. Expand to cover areas that you wouldn't even think that it could do if you just put him first. Seek ye first him and it's righteous. And all of these things will be added unto you. He take pleasure in prospering you, saint. He take pleasure in giving you the desires of your heart. What are we seeking after? What are we running after? David said he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. Back in 27, David said he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. That was three things that he wanted to do. He wanted to behold the beauty of the Lord. He wanted to inquire in the temple of the Lord. One thing is a top priority in your life. What is that one thing, a top priority in your life? I can sure tell you what mine is. You think about what yours is. Your top priority above all the rest. Thanks God. Thank God for all the talents and the gift that he has bestowed upon us. But in return, what is our priority in life? What is our desire above all of the rest that set us aside, that set us apart? David wanted to seek after those things. Seek after being in his presence. There's other places in the scripture, desire. And I want you to know, desires that is something you desire more than gold is to be in his presence. And that would be in his midst, being in the house of the Lord. Let's look at something that we might be lacking. We just go through the scripture here. Let's go to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10. Some things that might be lacking. What Jesus was telling this rich man. Mark chapter 10. Let's go to Mark chapter 10. And we'll start at verses 21. Mark 10, 21. Notice what it says. It said, if you got it, so praise the Lord. Don't want to get too far ahead of you. Mark chapter 10, verses 21. Then Jesus behold him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. Is there one thing that you are lacking? Is there one thing that keeping God for being your top priority? Is there one thing a hindrance to you? Is there one thing that keeping God for being the number one in your life, being the boss of your life, being all that you can be in the kingdom of God? Is there one thing that's holding you back? Is there one thing that's keeping you? Is desiring to be in the house of the Lord is a priority to you above all and everything else? Watch what he says to this rich man. He said, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. And he said, verse 22, and he was sad at what saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Things could cause us to miss out on the priority things in life. Things, we run after things, we want things, we want money, we want fame, we want to be recognized, we want to be this and we want to be that, we want to live here, we want to drive this. And things can cause you to miss out. What do you lacking today? What is keeping you from allowing being in the house of the Lord your priority, your top priority? Watch what he says right here. Verse 23, and Jesus looked around about, said unto his disciples, how hard shall thou that has riches enter into the kingdom of God. 24, and the disciple was astonished at his word. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. How hard it is that we trust in that. If we just get our priorities straight, if we was to take him off, come on now, watch this. If we was to take him off the back burner and put him on the front burner and make him priority, make him top priority in our life, seek him first, he'll turn around, guess what? He'll give you, show you how to use wisdom and exercise and make right choices and make right decisions to get all the things that you're hustling and bustling trying to get. That people's out there working tiresome day and night to try to make. And then guess what? It seems like they got holes in their pocket. They are spinning their wheels. They're not getting anywhere. What is needful? We are talking about what is lacking in your life. But what is needful in our life? Let's go to, we already in Mark. Turn over to, just keep going to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 10. Let's start at verses number 38. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. You got to say, praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, y'all talk to me. I hit on page. Keep turning that. Luke chapter 10. 38. Notice what he said. Notice what he said. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him in her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, hey, I want you to know she was sitting at Jesus' feet hearing his word. Mary was Martha. She was busy. Watch this. Jesus' feet and heard the word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Now, watch this here. Martha, she was busy about serving. She was busy about the cares of life, a lot of other things. But here Mary, she was at the feet of Jesus, hearing what he had to say. Look what it says in verses 41. And she wanted her sister to come and get busy too. You know, sometimes people try to pull us away, draw us away from the thing that is needful in our life. We're getting ready to come to Bible study on Tuesday, Wednesday night. We're getting ready to go to church on Sunday. And people, if you're not careful, will talk you out of it sometimes. Come on, let's do this. Let's go over there. We could miss this Sunday. We could miss that Sunday. We could miss that Bible study. Not realizing what you are doing. You're doing and trying to receive and to trying to get what is needful in your life. And Jesus answered and said, verse 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and trouble about too many things. See, many times we get caught up in doing many things, and they could be good things. We could get so busy, so caught up, worrying about how we're going to do this, and worrying about what's going to take place down there, worrying about this and worrying about that, trying to take care of this here. And then, watch this here, when Sunday morning comes, we're so burnt out, we're so tired. Then the excuse there, I need one day of rest. I need to take one day off. Yes, because you done got caught up doing all them other things. All them other things. And now you want to just kick back and relax. Look at 42. But one thing is needful. Notice what the Bible says. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chose that good part. Mary chose that good part. One thing is needful. Yeah, you need to do a lot of things. Yes, you need to do this. Yes, you need to do that. Yes, you need to go over here. Yes, you need to take care of that. Those things are good. But the thing that is needful, notice what he said about Mary him. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I'm not pulling her away from that. Mary was getting what was need for her in her life. What is, you know, is needful in your life that you need to do? You know what was lacking to keep from seeking the Lord to make him a priority, that your desire is to be in the house of the Lord. Now, we know what's lacking to keep from that, but what is needful? What is needful that we need to do? That we need to get in the Word, that we need to spend time with, we need to get at His feet, we need to sit and let Him speak to us and not be so busy, caught up in doing this and doing that. Just be still and listen. Be still and hear what He has to say. He'll speak to your heart, saint. But sometimes we get too busy. We get so busy. Let's go to a look at something else. What's to do? What we need to do? What we need to do? Let's go to Philippians, to the book of Philippians. To do. To the book of Philippians. Thank you, Lord. Book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3. Let's look at verses 13. If you guys will praise the Lord. Philippians 3 and 13. This is Paul, brethren. When he said brethren, that's sisters and brethren. He said, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul said, brother and sister, this one thing that I do, I haven't arrived yet. I haven't made it there yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. What are those things that are keeping you from moving forward? What are those things that are keeping you from going forward? What are those things that is causing you to draw back? Is causing you to not to be operating at the level that you need to be operating in the kingdom of God. Sometimes it could be bitterness. Sometimes it can be a disappointment. Sometimes it can be what somebody did to you, what somebody said to you. Sometimes it could be because they didn't treat you right. Yes, go to the head of the clan. That might be so. But Paul said, forget about that one day. Forget about that. Forget about that. That can hinder us. That can keep us from moving forward in the things of God. Our desire, like David should say, is one thing that he desires of the Lord, that he would seek after. Sometimes all these other things can cause us to not to get our priorities straight, not to even focus on him and give him our very best. Paul said, forget about those things. Forget about who hurt you. Forget about who took the advantage of you. Forget about those that lied on you. Forget about those haters. Yes, you're going to have haters. Come on now. Everybody ain't going to love you. Everybody ain't going to like you. Everybody ain't going to appreciate you. Forget about them and press on and keep on. Don't let them hold you back. Press on. No, they're not going to agree with everything that you say. They're not going to like everything that you say. Forget about it. Forget about them. Forget about them. Thank you, Lord. So let this be a challenge to all of us. Like the psalmist was saying over there in the book of Psalms 27, how David said, this one thing that he desired, that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. He wanted to be in the house of the Lord. He wanted to get there and get before the Lord. That should be our desire on Sunday morning. We should be excited. We should be coming to the house of the Lord with thanksgiving and praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for how you brought me through, made a way for me this week. Being thankful in the blessed holy name. And then be with your other brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I enjoy seeing my sisters and my brothers on Sunday morning. I enjoy seeing you anytime. But there's nothing like this day that we set aside that we can fellowship and praise and worship the Lord together. Together. We need one another. We draw strength from one another. And when that chain is broken, when that link is missing, then other peoples are being affected in ways that you never know. Father, we thank you, Almighty God. As we get ready to close, I'm just going to ask, does anybody need any prayer for anything? As we get ready to close the service, do you need me to pray with you about anything? Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I do thank you for this day, and I thank you, Lord. Help us to come to a place. Help us to come to realize that it's you and you alone is that we really need. It's needful that we come to the house of the Lord, like David said, that we can behold upon his beauty. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we are changing from glory to glory, that we are going higher. And our desires are being changed towards you, Lord God. Our desires to please you. Our desires to be in the house of the Lord. Our desire is to be at your feet and that you speak to us. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the people's lives. I thank you, Lord God, for the individual, how you're teaching and training and developing them. And they're growing and going in the things of God. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless them. I ask you, Lord God, open up doors that no man can open. And Father, doors that need to be closed, I ask you to close them. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you take pleasure in prospering your peoples, your servants. These are your children. These are your peoples. These are your servants, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you will meet them at the point of their need. Father, there shall be no lack in their household as they continue to trust you and put you first and take you off the back burner and put you on the front burner. Father, I thank you and I praise you. And Lord, I just pray for my brothers and my sisters. Wasn't able to make it here this day, this morning, Lord. I ask you, wherever they may be, to add a special blessing to them. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Thank God and amen. Amen.